Temperature.
You give it... you want a temperature? Well, yeah, it's 57.
Is... Okay, fine.
You're pressing buttons. I don't know what's going on.
I have that on tape now, by the way. Just what you just said there. I got there's proof of this. 744 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. Go ahead. And he's Greg Adams. And what's going on right now is Lorain County Public Health. Unless they're heading to the exit right now, I'm not sure. We do have a picture of them that we'll post on Facebook to prove that they actually were here. Natalie Karn, Community Health Supervisor. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
And also Katie Bevan, Health Promotions Program Manager. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
On this somewhat sunny day, apparently, according to Craig, at some point today. A little fog out there right now, but let's start out talking about brain health today. Why is that important for your topic today to talk about?
Sure. So brain health is really crucial at any age, any stage in life. And unfortunately, sometimes as people age, they may be at risk for developing dementia. But the good news is that there are ways to reduce the risk of dementia. And there's some similar ways of other healthy lifestyle choices that we talk about a lot when we're in here in the studio with you guys. And so it's normal things like eating healthy, maintaining a healthy heart. So keeping physically active throughout your life. And if you do smoke, quit smoking as soon as you can, really, to increase your chance for quality of life.
And, of course, you talk about the health of your heart, your brain, blood supply. That a lot of times has to do with it. And also, I guess, being able to exercise, that helps you get all the chemicals in your brain that kind of get released with that. Talk about a little bit of maybe about how stress and anxiety maybe can affect some of this too.
Sure. I mean, so there's so much that's unknown about dementia as a whole. And so, you know, obviously anytime you're having some stress to your brain, it's going to impact you overall. And so when you are able to manage your stress throughout the span of your life and come up with some good and healthy habits to manage and reduce your stress, that's going to definitely impact you throughout your lifespan. So I think when we a lot of times talk about dementia, we talk about it as though someone has dementia later in life, and so that's just what it is, and it's too bad, and it is too bad for sure. But there's also things that can be done sooner in life. You know, when we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it's not too late to be thinking about what can I be doing to maintain a healthy brain,
right,
that can sustain me. So making sure that your brain's keeping active and learning new things throughout your lifespan, trying new puzzles and things like that too.
Getting you just sort of working the brain, exercising it, I guess would be the best way to put it there.
And I think it's really important to remind folks that if you have concerns about yourself and your own brain health, regardless of your age, or perhaps you're concerned about a loved one, it's very important that you get over to your primary care physician and start having a conversation soon on about your memory issues or maybe some cognitive decline that you might be facing, because the sooner you get in with your physician and have some sort of diagnosis, the sooner you can start to have some assistance and really make a plan for the future.
What kind of advice do you have for loved ones who might recognize a problem?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly if anyone out there listening knows a caregiver in their life, they know that caregivers are crucial to the health of the person they're caring for. And so I think it's really important for caregivers of people with dementia to remember that you're not alone, and there's a lot of folks out there going through what you're going through, and there are amazing support systems already in place in Lorain County, and it's important to reach out to those groups that are already established.
And I guess let's talk about a little bit of the doctor-patient relationship too. Be active, let your doctor know what's going on. Go see a doctor on a regular basis, I guess. So there's some sort of, as we used to call, know your numbers or benchmarks of certain things.
Yeah,
too.
Baseline. You know, when you have a relationship with your doctor, then they're able to recognize things maybe before we're brave enough to talk about them. And so, yeah, being brave and talking about your memory issues, cognitive issues, it's hard to do, but it's really important. And, having that candid conversation is crucial.
Okay. Are you doing anything with the health department related to a brain health month, or doing activities or things to remind people as well?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to launch something similar to a blood pressure kit that we've been doing with libraries across Lorain County. We're getting ready to launch a dementia caregiver kit. So we're starting off at the Avon Lake Library, and we're really excited to offer this to folks. And it's really just going to have tangible activities that caregivers can be doing with their person who has dementia. Just things that can help to continue the conversation. So as someone goes through all the stages of dementia, they're starting to lose more and more memory, as well as other functions like judgment and vision. But continuing the conversation so that you can maintain that relationship is really important, and yeah, it can be a challenge. So this kit has some really easy ways that you can continue the conversation, even when the words are gone.
A lot of times when you're faced with a situation like this, you don't know what the support is, you feel a little lost. This kind of gives a little more control, I guess, kind of gives you either steps to take or people who can help you if you're dealing with different situations along the progression.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking this morning with Natalie Karn, Community Health Supervisor, and Katie Bevan, Health Promotion Manager, Program Manager for Lorain County Public Health. You have a special community baby shower coming up on June 26th. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this is available for all new moms, pregnant moms, and moms with babies under 12 months of age. According to the 2019 Community Health Assessment, Lorain County is doing a great job at helping babies make it to their first birthday. But the baby shower is just an example of how Lorain County Public Health and our partners work together to help keep moms and babies healthy.
Now, this is over at the LCCC Spitzer Conference.
Yes,
Center,
yes.
Right?
So that's the Spitzer Conference Center, which is at 189 Innovation Drive, Elyria. We actually have two sessions. One will be 10 a.m. until noon. The second one will be 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. But both sessions will have the same setup and the same speakers.
And what kind of things will they learn at this, I guess, in a sense?
Sure. So there's going to be local experts and the opportunity to ask questions about just about everything. Some of the topics will be breastfeeding, car seat safety, safe sleep practices, vaccines, and others.
We've heard a lot about measles in the news nowadays, people not getting vaccinated properly. Will issues like that be addressed here?
Yes, yes. So there will be information to assist people with, assist moms with getting their babies and their children vaccinated and where they can go to take care of that.
That is very important. I just want to know if you're going to explain to people how to open and close a stroller. This would be the only difficult thing I would have when it comes to little babies, trying to get some of those different items that they have.
Yeah.
Everything collapses and opens up, mm-hmm. kind of related to the car seat, too, about
right.
the proper installation.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges that new parents face, and so this is a really cool event that they can just talk to some local baby safety and health experts and get answers to their questions, whether it's how to open a stroller or about vaccines.
And I guess also maybe what's it going to be like through that first year and everything mm-hmm. like this, especially for, you know, for new moms. Some may have a good support system, others may not, and that's mm-hmm. where you guys come in, I guess, to kind of fill the gap if it's needed then.
Yep. There's opportunities to hook up with resources and a lot of support out there.
All right. And now do we have to sign up ahead of time or?
Yeah, we are strongly encouraging that moms RSVP ahead of time, and they can do this at LorainCountyBabyShower.eventbrite.com, and Eventbrite is spelled EventBrite.
All right. Summertime is here soon. It'll get sunny today, later today, but people want to get out and exercise or walk. What kind of plans do you have for people to help them, or some ideas maybe for the summer activities for them?
Yeah, so this summer there's actually 12 places to walk across Lorain County that are going to not just be places to walk, but they're going to be set times where you can meet up with other folks from the community. So it's a social walking group. There's 12 locations across Lorain County hosted by all kinds of amazing agencies and groups. And you can find all that information if you visit LorainCountyHealth.com and just search in the box, United We Sweat. This is all a part of the free fitness program available year-round in Lorain County, which is just a great opportunity for folks to get active or try something different for their fitness life.
And they've been able to work into this all parts of the community.
Yeah, I mean, we're all over. So the group social walks are going to take place in the following 12 communities: Amherst, Columbia, Station, Elyria, with three locations: LaGrange, Lorain, North Ridgeville, Oberlin, Penfield Township, South Amherst, and Wellington.
Well, you've got the county covered.
Yeah.
For that. If people want to find out more about what we've talked about today or what's new maybe with Lorain County Public Health, where's a good place to get some good details on that?
Yeah, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com, or you can call us and talk to a real person at 440-322-6367.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you ladies coming in this morning. Natalie Karn, Community Health Supervisor, and also the Health Promotion and Program Manager, Katie Bevan, joining us from the Lorain County Public Health. Thanks again for stopping in. Appreciate it.